Welcome back. You're with the News at One, and it appears European leaders meeting in Brussels have made little progress in sorting out the budget row at this month's council meeting. When Taoiseach Leo Varadkar spoke to the media at the end, he said it was unacceptable for Ireland to pay more in while getting less back.
I met with President Michel and President van der Leyen last night around 2 a.m. with Minister McEntee, and the proposal on the table is one that we can't accept. Essentially, it means that Ireland will contribute much more to the EU budget, but will actually receive less back in terms of payments to Irish farmers and also funds for regional development and social development. We accept that as a country that has a growing economy, as a country that has full employment, that we will have to pay more into the European budget over the next 7 years. What we can't accept is that in return for paying more in, that we would see very significant cuts to CAP and to cohesion funds. So that's not something we can accept. And I made that very clear to President von der Leyen and President Michel last night. And on that basis, I don't think we'll have an agreement today on the MFF.
Do you think that the frugal four, as they're called, are being simply too unyielding on this?
From what I've been told, although I haven't had a chance to speak to them directly, is the frugal four, the four countries that don't want any increase in the EU budget, are holding their position very hard. I understand where they're coming from. I've met them all individually, but I don't agree with that position. If we're serious about supporting agriculture across the European Union, about building up the economies of Central and Eastern Europe, about dealing, for example, with security threats and climate action, that's going to cost money.
And that was Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking about that budget row at the EU Council meeting. For more, I'm joined by our Europe editor, Tony Connolly. How serious is this row? Explain more to us about the Frugal Four and what's at stake, Tony.
Yeah, Anya, this is a pretty serious row. I mean, all budget rows are difficult at EU level because you're looking at a huge amount of money over a 7 year period. But of course, this time around, Brexit means that the budget will be shy of about 75 billion euro that the UK would normally contribute over the 7 year period. And also you have other big challenges facing the EU, like climate change, like migration, like terrorism, where the European Commission believes that voters want more action at EU level. They want more money spent. So those are the, I suppose, conflicting forces around this particular budget negotiation. The Frugal Four that Leo Varadkar mentioned there, that's the Netherlands, Austria, Sweden and Denmark, and they are determined that the overall budget is no more than 1% of gross national income at EU level. But obviously other countries think it should go higher. The European Commission thinks it should go higher. And the problem for countries like Ireland is that it seems like cohesion funding and agricultural funding are being hit, are taking more of a hit than other areas. And of course, the European Commission wants resources to be tilted away from things like agriculture, the traditional beneficiaries of EU funding, and instead move to things like fighting climate change and making Europe fit for the digital economy and so on.
So there's a huge amount at stake, and it'll have a huge impact in different countries in different ways. Was it the Luxembourg Prime Minister, I think Tony said, we were more likely to see a government being formed in Brussels than an agreement being formed on the EU budget?
Yeah, that's right. And clearly going into the summit, both sides were very far apart. And the four countries, the Frugal Four, as they're called, really have held the line. And for some of those countries like Denmark and the Netherlands, they have to keep a kind of a hotline open to their parliament, because any change in their position has to effectively be approved by parliamentary committees and so on. So it's true to say that their hands are partially tied going into these negotiations. But, you know, ultimately they will have to find a way, because by the end of this year, the outgoing budgetary cycle comes to an end. So, you know, if programmes and funding has to keep flowing, then they will have to find an agreement in the near term.
And whatever about a Belgian government, you were asking Leo Varadkar about Fine Gael's intentions in relation to government formation in Ireland.
That's right. I mean, the Taoiseach flew to Brussels very late last night following his resignation, tendering his resignation at Áras an Uachtaráin, and he had to go straight into that meeting with Charles Michel, the Council President, and Ursula von der Leyen, the Commission President. So he's obviously you know, straddling two issues at the one time. And we asked him this morning about the prospects for a meeting with Micheál Martin and whether that might inevitably lead to some kind of government formation with Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and some other parties. And here's what he had to say.
The situation is that the leader of Fianna Fáil and I spoke by phone last night. We've agreed to meet early next week. At that meeting, we'll discuss ways forward, and I will then report to the Fine Gael parliamentary party probably Wednesday or Thursday of next week as to whether there's any basis for any further discussions. So we'll meet early next week, and on foot of that, I'll brief the parliamentary party of Fine Gael middle of next week and ask them and speak to them really about whether there's any basis for going forward. The position of Fine Gael is, as I said it was before, we're preparing for opposition. We think those parties that are now in opposition should form a government. They have more than enough numbers to do so. We are willing to talk to other parties about participating in government if the opposition failed to put together a government. But that's not something that we're planning to do or looking for. And it could really only ever happen on the basis that there's full respect for the fact that we did win 450,000 votes in this election. We have 35 seats. We didn't win this election. We didn't win this election, but we have almost as many seats and votes as Fianna Fáil, and not that many fewer than Sinn Féin. But I don't see any evidence yet that's recognised by any other party.
Leo Varadkar speaking in Brussels to our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.